And we've got a link to Abrahamson's reporting headlined "Big Decision But Not Difficult: Kill Boston 2024. It's at our website, radioboston.org.
Wow. So from Boston's, troubled Olympic bid to Deflategate and New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, who was at NFL headquarters this afternoon appealing his 4-game suspension for his supposed role in the scandal involving underinflated footballs.
In its 200-plus page report, NFL investigators concluded that, quote, it was more likely than not that Brady knew game balls were underinflated before the Pats played the Colts in the AFC Championship game. But as Brady makes his case to the league, Mike Greenway says the star quarterback has real science on his side.
Greenway is a retired research scientist who worked for International Paper and now lives in Westwood. He conducted his own scientific investigation on football inflation, and his conclusion? Just about every aspect of the NFL investigation is flawed. Mike Greenway published his findings in the Boston Globe, and he joins us now. Welcome to you, sir. Good to have you.
Yes, hello.
So the thrust of your investigation seems pretty straightforward. You measured the pressure of a football at room temperature, then let it cool down in a refrigerator and measured it again, right? What happened?
Yes, I did. And the refrigerator was an ordinary refrigerator, but it had a separate controller, an external controller that controlled the pressure very accurately. And it also had a fan in it that circulated the air. It was a very small pancake fan, 8 watts, and just make sure there wasn't a temperature gradient in the fridge. And when I measured the pressures, I got a very nice graph, and I wanted to see the results on a football. There have been calculated results that said the pressure fell, but I wanted it on a football because that took into account the leather, the stitching, the laces, the bladder, everything to do with the football. And what I found was that at the halftime temperature, which was 48 degrees, the pressure in the football fell to 11.1 psi. That's a 1.4 psi pressure drop. And I also did other temperatures, and I did 34 degrees. And by the time I get to 34 degrees, I find a 2.3 psi pressure drop.
Right. So just to understand this clearly, so the drop in pressure was due to a drop in temperature because pressure decreases as temperature decreases. So if you wanted to figure out if a ball had been deflated before the game, what would you have to do? I mean, what are you suggesting that the NFL did not do in their investigation?
They measured pressures as the ball was starting to warm up, in the locker room,
right,
which meant they had a real mess on their hands because they didn't know where they were. What you've got to do, you've got to take the ball back and put it back in 72 degrees and then measure the pressure, and it should be right back at 12.5 psi.
Right, and that's what happened to your ball, right? Your ball went down over 1 psi in the refrigerator, then when it was warmed up again, it went right back to
the way back. Well, actually, it went down 2.3 psi at 34 degrees.
Right, I see.
And then it went all the way back.
Right.
And there was no air lost. Now, I bought a digital pressure gauge on the internet, not expensive, $25, and it read pressures very accurately. Mm. Now, the gauges that the NFL used were not accurate. For a start, there was a 0.4 PSI difference between the two gauges, and who knew if either of them was reading the right pressure?
Right.
And the actual probes, one was bent and the other's bowed.
Yeah.
These gauges have seen use. At least they should have bought new gauges when the reputation of a star quarterback and a team is at stake, and they're going to be fined, and they've got all of these penalties against them. That's terrible.
Now, as we mentioned, you've had a career as a research scientist. So how would you characterize the way the NFL conducted its investigation?
Well, it was terrible. Yeah. I mean, there's no other way of putting it. I mean, you've got to say, and I didn't actually use the word in my report, it was Kevin Cullen in his column. He said he's incompetent.
So I have to ask
that about sums it up. It really was. I mean, in every way you look,
yeah,
there's a problem.
Well, let me ask you this, just because just to get to sort of what compelled you to do this. Are you a diehard Patriots fan trying to exonerate your favorite quarterback?
No, I didn't start out that way. I just looked at this from a scientific point of view, in that there was the evidence,
sure,
and I started putting it together. And the more I got into this, it didn't stack up.
Yeah.
And so the report, if anybody reads it, they'll find it's not biased at all.
Yeah.
Whereas on the other hand, I look at the report written by the NFL, and you can't help but feel, well, wait a minute, that looks a little biased.
Well, as you say, they did the investigation, they did the judgment, they handed out the penalties, and now they're doing the appeal. So they're,
yes,
judge, jury, and executioner all in the same barrel.
I've heard it called a witch hunt.
Let me ask you this, though, because the NFL's Wells report did contain other evidence, including emails between Patriots employees and Tom Brady, that appear to be somewhat incriminating.
Yes.
Would you ignore that?
Well, the thing is, that is just circumstantial evidence. Once you get past the scientific evidence, fine. If you find the scientific evidence stacks up, then I can give some credibility to that. But when the scientific evidence is not there, not in any aspect, then those reports are meaningless.
All right.
You can just read to them whatever you like. And I must admit, you know, they probably wish they hadn't sent them. But after I look at the evidence, I'm like, you know, it was what they said it was. They were just guys joking around like guys do.
Well, Mike Greenway is a retired principal research scientist at International Paper. You can find a link to his Boston Globe report, Deflategate Deflated, at radioboston.org. Mike Greenway, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome, and thank you very much.
There's more of the show in just a minute. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.